tell us a little bit about your backstory and how you got from a territory seed manager for Syngenta to singing and doing gigs here in Nashville and around.
Well, it kind of starts at my time at Purdue University. I studied ag econ there, and I was able to do an internship with Golden Harvest in 2004, and then Syngenta purchased Golden Harvest, and Jim Emanuel led me into a position with Syngenta, you know, after that internship. And so, you know, that was really where it started, you know, that ag background. I grew up on a dairy farm and then went to Purdue, and I sang with the Purdue Varsity Glee Club. So I got to tour the world singing with the Glee Club, and then I just had a passion for country music, and I saw Walk the Line when I was in college, and I was like, that's what I want to do. I saw that video, that movie, and said, this is what I want to be involved in. So I learned how to play guitar, started writing songs, and got down to Nashville as much as I could, and then just put a band together and started playing shows every year, you know, and every summer we'd play county fairs, and it just picked up, and I was able to meet a producer named Matt McClure, who produces all of Lee Bryce's material, and he produces everything that I do, and that's just kind of helped me explode to where I'm headed right now.
Well, you sound great. And one of the things that what really made us sit up and take notice was the song that you played, Born to Farm. Tell us about that song.
Yeah, my buddy Dale Newhart from the Frankfort, Indiana area, he's a guy that works with me, and I was looking at the back of his truck one day. He's a big international fan, you know, and on the back of his truck it said Born to Farm, you know, with the number 2. And I was like, you know, there's enough of that going around on trucks and everything that I see out in the countryside that I'm just going to write a song about it. And I actually wrote that song with Dan Truman of Diamond Rio, and we put that song together, and, you know, and it just rocks, and it's just a lot of fun to play out live. We open with that song every show.
Yeah. Can you just sing us a verse? Please.
You can see them pulling in stacks, blowing black smoke, trailing a cloud of dust. His turbos whistle and his diesel growls with a lift kit jacking him up. Man, you know it when he opens that door and his red wings hit the dirt. He's the salt of the earth. He runs full bore, greasing mud on his jeans, risking everything. He was born to farm, tall and proud, to be raised in a barn, 1,000 acres plowed. Corn and beans, green and red machines. He was born to farm.
Talk a little bit about being able to talk about what you love and what you're involved in agriculture, and be able to put it in something that you love and combine it with music, and what that means to you, and being able to perform here on a stage with the industry.
Well, it's just, you know, it's just authenticity. I come from, you know, this dairy background, learned ag production, you know, crop production, and just kind of had to be a student of that to be a professional at it. And so there's just a passion there for agriculture, a passion for feeding the world, a passion for trying to do more for you know, the entire world and our community. And Syngenta is a global leader in that. And so that was something that really aligned well with me. I wanted to help other people, and I've just been fortunate to be in positions to help. I was at the National FFA Convention last year and was able to, you know, kind of promote that. And I've done several FFA Convention fundraisers and things like that. So it's just been amazing. And you know, the Grand Ole Opry in you know, was the furthest thing from my mind when I started this. I was like, that's the ultimate goal, is to get to that stage. So to be here is kind of surreal, and to do it in the manner in which it happened through agriculture is very special.